Disclosure. This is not a paid for review and was done on my own doing with no financial gain. I have to admit it, even after years of having my mental health under control, I almost broke again. I, Lee Harris, still suffer with mental health. And that is okay. This is a story about my journey with seeking help and making a path of recovery thanks to online therapy with IESO. Table of contents. 1. How did this happen? 2. Time to speak with my GP. 3. IESO online therapy sessions. 3.1. IESO online therapy session. 13.2. IESO online therapy session. 23.3. IESO online therapy session. 33.4. IESO online therapy session. 43.5. IESO online therapy session. 53.6. IESO online therapy session. 63.7. IESO online therapy session. 73.8. IESO online therapy session. 84. Conclusion of the therapy. 5. IESO online therapy CBT review. How did this happen? In January, I was promoted to acting house coordinator of the 16+ semi-independence placement I had been working at for the past 1 year 6 months, after my previous manager fell sick and unwell. I was asked to step in, which I jumped to the position despite not knowing much of what I needed to do, or what was about to happen in the next 6 months to my health. The thing is, I work in a highly emotional forward job where I'm needed to complete a lot of paperwork and tend to my residents' needs and wants. I found the job very much a balancing act where I struggled to find time to commit to my new roles and responsibilities. Due to my struggles and battles and lack of support at the time, my brain started to get overwhelmed and I was becoming exhausted very quickly and irritable, unresponsive. I spent a lot of my days of resting and unable to commit to basic home chores, which made the atmosphere with me and my partner Josh very unstable at times, as he was always picking up after me and he was just as busy and stressed. Towards the end, my brain started telling me I was doing a terrible job and kept convincing me I was going to get fired in a matter of days. I prepared my employers to the situation I was facing and made them aware that I may need to step down. I certainly was not ready for Ofsted registration and I didn't really feel up to it. At this point, I was convincing myself I was a dreadful person and comparing my achievements with everyone else. I was always looking for reasons to reassure myself that the negatives were correct, and I couldn't even contemplate or entertain the thought that I was doing the best that I could do under the circumstances I had been left with. At this point, I was avoiding even the easiest of tasks and I found myself very confused. I was drinking 5 cups of coffee a day and still not able to achieve my backlog of work. My to-do list was 50 tasks overdue and I'm hanging on. But I got to the point where I had enough. If I did not act now, then I was scared that I could end up repeating history. And then a few weeks later, time to speak with my GP. I contacted my GP and explained to them everything I had been going through. It took 3 attempts to get anyone to listen to, but by the end I told them about my previous mental health issues and let them know that I was cracking and felt like if this continued that I would not be sure if some sort of rebound would happen. I spoke to them about how important my job was and how much I wanted to continue doing what I did. I also reflected that it could be some sort of ADHD rebound and I had a childhood diagnosis which they could see on my records. The GP did offer me a dose of sertraline which I refused. I explained to the GP that I suffer with addictive personality and I've been addicted to many substances in the past, and that I was scared to try the tablet again as I had in the past been prescribed them. And this is not the way I wanted to go. And I would like to seek other means of help. The doctor told me that they would refer me to an adult ADHD clinic and also pass my information on to NHS CBT therapy service to try and help with combating some of these other issues I was suffering with. IESO online therapy session SHESO logo. In this section I will go through each session and expand on the story, providing imaging where workbooks are needed. On Wednesday the 29th of March 2023 you created an account. Welcome. IESO online therapy session 1. Wednesday the 12th of April 2023 appointment completed. Spoke with Pretty Smith. This session was mainly an introductory session where we explored the reasons why I joined therapy and what I expect from the service. So, reading your self-referral form and looking at your scores from the questionnaires you completed, it looks like low mood and anxiety aggravated by your ADHD are the main issues. Is that right? 1102, LH. Yes, I think that score would be accurate. 1103, PS. Would you say the low mood is more problematic than the anxiety or vice versa, or are they quite similar in terms of how they impact you? 1103, LH. The anxiety starts when I'm unable to keep up with my workload or unable to complete tasks I know I can. Because I'm anxious, it then causes low moods and I start feeling useless. 1104, LH. So the anxiety first followed by low moods. 1105, PS. I see, it sounds like you're in a vicious cycle. What sort of things make you feel anxious? 1106, LH. 100% I get anxious that I'm not able to complete my new duties. I get anxious that I'll get demoted and won't be able to help others in my industry. I'm anxious at home that my partner, who is highly productive and successful, will judge me for having to go back down a role, and I get anxious that my partner will one day get rid of me because he always has to pick up for me on chores around the home. 1108, PS. It sounds like you worry a lot about what-if scenarios. 1108, LH. I do a lot of work reflecting on my past and speak on stage 2. When reading the reports, I often have flashbacks and strong emotions. I've always been known to run 100 scenarios of a single situation. I get told I overthink a lot by friends, family, and other professionals at work. 1109, PS. Is there anything else other than work which triggers your anxiety? 1111, LH. Honesty, apart from what-if scenarios at home regarding not fulfilling household duties, no. It's all work-based. And that, I think, stems down to me putting a lot of pressure on myself as I lost out on a lot of education and opportunities growing up. 1112, LH. Correction, my studies stress me out too. 1113, PS. I see, so there may be a connection there to make up for lost time. What impact does your anxiety have on your functioning and or relationships? 1113, LH. When things get real bad, I shut down from people and can become very reserved, irritable, and it feels like I shut down to recharge. I'm just unable to do anything at this stage. On a day-to-day basis, I get anxious and I just stress and worry I'm not doing enough and that I can't reach my targets. Some mornings I don't even want to go to work and try and avoid tasks during the day. 1117, PS. That must be physically and mentally draining for you. 1118, LH. It is, which is when I become overwhelmed, it takes a lot for me to get back on track. But by that point, the tasks have built up again and I slowly go round IA circle again. 1119, PS. You also mentioned an operation on your self-referral form. 1120, LH. Yes, it's been rescheduled annoyingly, but my latest appointment is now November. Redacted by author, the thing. 1122, redacted by author, the thing. I'm waiting for a date for the operation. 1123, PS. Would you say you find it difficult to control uncertainty in your life? 1123, LH. Yes, as well as needing strict structure in my life. Either uncertainty or not having structure leads everything to fall apart. 1125, PS. Do you ever avoid situations due to your mood? 1126, LH. Yes, unless I've got work, then I need to go. But then I'll avoid tasks because I'm not feeling great. 1127, PS. Do you ever experience low motivation? 1128, LH. Most days, even if I want to and know I can do tasks, it's a battle. Often I can tackle a few tasks and then I run out of motivation. 1129, PS. Are there certain tasks you struggle with more TH and others? 1129, LH. I wouldn't say I struggle or am unequipped to complete any tasks that is given to me. But my brain just avoids or wanders off. Especially now I'm the manager and no one is watching over my shoulder making sure it gets done. 1131, LH. But if that is considered a struggle, then there is no correlation to the tasks and mood, if it gets done or not. 1132, PS. Regarding your ADHD diagnosis, was this diagnosed by a medical professional or is this a self-diagnosis? 1132, LH. Medical professional at the age of 5. From CAMS. 1133, LH. I was medicated from 2003-7 until 2012-16. 1134, PS. What coping mechanisms do you use to help you manage your low mood and anxiety? 1134, LH. I just give myself time, listen to calming music, white noise. Avoid situations where possible that will make my anxiety and mood worse. 1136, PS. Do you ever use alcohol or drugs to help you manage your symptoms? 1136, LH. I used to be addicted to drugs. I'm recovering addict of cannabis, just under a year, and synthetic cannabis, 5+ years. I drink about 10 units a week. 1137, PS. Before we move on to goals, is there anything else you would like to mention? 11:38, LH. I don't think so. 11:38, PS. At Yeso, we use cognitive behavioral therapy as the main therapeutic model. Have you come across CBT before? 11:38, LH. I don't think so. In the past I've had DBT though as a kid. 11:40, PS. For your information, CBT is based on the concept that your thoughts, feelings, physical sensations and actions are interconnected, and that negative thoughts, self-doubt, what-if worries, and feelings can trap you in a vicious cycle. It aims to help you deal with overwhelming problems in a more positive way by breaking them down into smaller parts. You are shown how to change the negative patterns to improve the way you feel. DBT is based off CBT. 11:40, LH. Sounds great, smiley face. 11:40, PS. What would you like to see change with the help of CBT? 11:41, LH. Become less overwhelmed, break the circles of anxiety and stress. Be able to cope with work tasks better. I would love to be able to finish my to-list tears of joy. 11:42, PS. Good goals. Just a couple of more questions. When was the last time you had therapy? And do you have any other diagnosis other than ADHD? Thank you. 11:43, LH. I was sectioned under the Mental Health Act, NHS SLAM, when I was 15. My last therapy was when I was 16, 17 when I had forensic psychology assessments. 11:45, LH. I didn't get a diagnosis, although in hospital there was a few that I was temporarily put under. 11:46, LH. I would have to look it up again in the files ahave. But they didn't stick around anyway. 11:47, PS. Thank you, that's really helpful. What I'll do, I shave a discussion with my supervisor, as per service protocol, and get back you regarding what we can offer. As soon as my supervisor gets back to me, I'll send you a message. This should be later this week. Before we finish, is there anything you would like to ask me? 11:47, LH. I'm very thankful for your time and help, pretty. Look forward to hearing back. 11:48, PS. Not a problem. It's been lovely chatting to you. I'll be in touch soon, bye. IESO Online Therapy Session 2. Appointment completed Wednesday the 3rd of May 2023 with Colin Wheeler. Hi Lee Smiley Face, 1900, LH. Hi Coylan, 1901, CW. Nice to meet you. How did Manchester go? 1901, LH. Nice to meet you too. The public speaking event went very well and they enjoyed and found my story inspirational, although that's not a word I particularly like. I'm glad it was helpful for them. 1902, CW. That sounds like great feedback. How did you feel after delivering it? 1903, LH. A lot better than my first story. People was shocked when I told them it was only my second time speaking in events, but it's my life. I know it best. 1903, LH. I needed less time for self-care, which was nice. As I learned a lot from another life story public speaker about preparing before and after the event. 1904, CW. It sounds like it was really helpful experience for future as well. Do you have any more lined up, or has this prompted you to want to do more? 1905, LH. I've just secured a contract for a virtual event with an NHS trust up in Ith to speak to the clinical transformation team. But I've had a few charities in mental health reach out to me too. 1906, LH. I want to do more, but it's never going to be a full-time thing. 1907, CW. What a great experience though, especially for others as well it sounds, from the feedback and educating others, smiley face. Today will be about further exploring concerns you may have, how they have come about, and answer any questions you may have as we go. If I see you typing, I will wait for you to complete before responding, and please don't worry about grammatical mistakes. How does this sound? 1908, LH. It's been nice. No worries at all. Look forward to your questions. 1908, CW. Great. So I have read your assessment and self-assessment, also the doc you suggested, which was really helpful to get a further backdrop. I understand that you expressed feeling overwhelmed in your assessment with jobs and often take on a lot of tasks. Is this right? I am curious what you would like to be different about life. How would we know it was a success, this episode of therapy? 1910, LH. I'm glad the documents etc. was helpful for you. Yes, you're correct, as a house coordinator in a 16 to 25 year old semi-independence care home for care leavers, I hold the whole responsibility of the staff and young people in my care. solace of responsibility and work. I find it very hard to balance and navigate my duties. Before, when I was a support worker, I had people giving me structure. But now I have no structure or anyone to guide me through this. 1913, LH. When tasks build up or I feel like I'm not completing my role or duties, I get overwhelmed, which leads to anxiety and depression. Some days it's so bad I can't complete my duties even at home. 1914, LH. And like you found out last week, I often crash out and nap during the days due to exhaustion from worrying, anxieties. Although I also have an AD diagnosis, and I think this is what causes most my issues. 1915, LH. Honestly, I don't know what to expect. From these sessions, my GP offered me anxiety pills, and honestly, I spent most of my childhood medicated. I just want to find over ways to deal with it instead of medication. Medication just masks the issue, and dose not solve it. 1916, CW. This is really helpful, smiley face. I wonder, since taking on these new responsibilities as the house coordinator, in some ways the opposite to being support worker, as you now set the structure. How long have you been in this post as a house coordinator? 1917, LH. Exactly. I have an area manager who's supposed to support me, but she has too many houses to manage, and we are going through Ofsted regulations as a new applicant, so she is far too busy to babysit me. 1918, LH. I've been in this role since January now, but I've been working in this sector since 2017, starting off doing it and admin and then moving to support worker, and now house coordination. 1919, CW. I suppose this is a significant step up from your description and understandable may feel overwhelming, although very rewarding, a responsible position. I wonder, since taking this on this role, have you had to sacrifice others' aspects in daily routine, or is it a case taking more and more on? 1920, LH. I do enjoy the new job and find it rewarding when I'm making a difference to young people's lives. I didn't really want to do the role, to be honest, when it was first offered. My previous manager is on extended medical leave, but I was the most senior member of staff and I've almost finished my NVQ4 in residential childcare, so it's the natural progression of the job. 1922, LH. I still do my 40 hours a week, but I have less time to spend with the young people. 1923, LH. So I have to balance both aspects. We are lone workers, so it's not like I can get another member of staff to assist them. If I'm at work and they need me, they need me. 1924, CW. Of course, is there a sense of setting expectations or targets for the day that you or manager set, which are just not possible or would push the boundaries of what is possible? 1925, LH. Sometimes, but not all. But my tasks always seem to be huge, and I can never get the energy to complete the new tasks. Because of the AD, my attention is short and my concentration is hard to grip at times. So long-drifted tasks like completing reports and preparing for audits are always pushed back. Task list. 1927, LH. If a young person needs me during an important task, I need to drop it, and this breaks my cycle of concentration or motivation, and sometimes I can never regain it back in the day. 1928, CW. It sounds like a fine balancing act, and so M teams, there are unexpected events, young people needing support, as in the nature of your role. I wonder, do you ever create a plan or have a planner for the shift? Write down when things need to be done by certain times, or set times for tasks. E.g. 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m, first section of a care plan. 1930, LH. I do have an app on my phone. It's not much of a planner, but it tells me which tasks I need to do, when the deadlines are, and has priorities of the job on it. 1931, LH. I just checked and I have 56 tasks to complete. Most of them are overdue, upside down face. 1932, CW. Yes, and I suppose, this overwhelming mountain of tasks may feel unachievable, creating this feeling of failure, which I think you described really well in your self-assessment, leads to avoidance altogether. Is that right? 1933, LH. That's correct. The bigger it gets, the more I avoid the tasks I'm assigned. I hate looking at the app now. It's more of a reminder of how bad I'm managing the new role. But I've got the ability to do the tasks I'm given, it's just it builds up too quickly and never seems to end. 1935, CW. Yes, really well put, and the more we avoid, the more the tasks build up, creating this vicious cycle of avoidance to more work greater than avoidance. I wonder if we approached this slightly differently and before a work shift, sifting through the tasks and choosing what is a priority, is needed to be done as a matter of urgency. Making a sublist to complete, rather than avoiding the much larger list. By doing this and reframing the list, we can create this sense of achievement that you have completed what you set out to do. It releases the feeling of accomplishment and reaching a goal. What are your thoughts? 1938, LH. So creating a planner? I'm up for giving it a go and trying anything to manage and become the structure I need for myself. And my team. 1939, CW. In a way, yes. A to-do list, daily. As I can really hear that the app is really helpful in a sense of keeping track of what needs doing, but also demotivating, as it never ends. 1940, CW. The idea being that you set what needs to be done, making the list achievable and realistic. We want to create a sense of completion, success. Motivation works backwards. We need to succeed and accomplish, before we generate motivation. We would like to wake up motivated and do everything. However, unfortunately, that rarely happens. We need to do before we feel. Does that make sense? 1942, LH. I like the idea, and I guess I could start off with a few easy tasks, which leads to some motivation and a sense of accomplishments, which hopefully will then allow me to take on some of the more demanding tasks without losing focus. 1944, LH. I get what you mean by creating a daily list. But we'll look into what technology is out there to assist me to plan my days instead of looking at the big list of tasks all day every day. 1945, CW. Yes, you've got it. There is no point starting with something that is unachievable, e.g. complete your 56 task before lunch smiley face, as this would lead to avoidance and we become further and further behind. Sometimes a to-do list off Etsy or any other stationery shop can be really helpful to aid in planning or listing before the shift maybe. Would you be up for giving this a go? 1946, LH. That sounds great, it's certainly worth a try and something I will try. Thank you, Colin. 1947, CW. You're most welcome. I am going to send 3 more sessions across now and we can catch up next week and discuss and go from there. 1947, LH. That's perfect. I appreciate your help. Speak to you next week. Would you like my availability now or later? 1948, CW. Now would be great smiley face. 1949, LH. I can do Wednesday evening, or Friday all day. As well as the weekend. 1950, CW. Shall we stick with this time for next week? 1950, LH. That would work well. 1950, CW. Great, do you have any questions so far, Lee? I know it can be a lot to take in for the first session. 1951, LH. It's not my first time in therapy, lol, open mouth smile, I've got no questions right now, but if anything comes up I'll drop you a message and we can speak about it next week, smiley face, tilde, thanks again for the new insight into handling my workload. 1952, CW. You're welcome, smiley face, I look forward to working with you. Bye for now. 1953, LH. Bye. IESO online therapy session 3. Appointment completed, Wednesday the 10th of May 2023 with Colin Wheeler. Hi Lee, smiley face. 1900, LH. Good evening, Colin. 1900, CW. How has your week been? What have you been up to? 1900, LH. It's been quite a busy week. Training a new starter on learning how to do supervisions. Hope you're okay. 1901, CW. That sounds interesting. Yes, I am well, thank you. Did you have any time off over bank holiday? 1901, LH. That's great, just the weekends. I worked both bank holiday Mondays. 1902, CW. Hope you had some time to relax, smiley face. Lee, I thought we could set a bit of plan today as we jumped straight into some ways of managing workload last week and thought we could discuss in a bit more detail CBT and what it involves. I understand you have had therapy before, have you had CBT? 1903, LH. I relaxed okay. Sounds good to me, Colin. Not CBT, but I've read I've received DBT, which is similar but at a young age. 1904, CW. RIC, yes, you're spot on. DBT and CBT have shared values and principles. Would it be helpful if I gave a quick recap of CBT with a brief example of how it may relate to what we discussed last week? 1905, LH. Sure thing, that would be handy to refresh my mind. 1906, CW. Here at YESO we offer text, write and CBT. CBT is a time-limited brief therapy focused on what we can change in the here and now. That is not to say the past isn't important and we consider past events and what has led up to this point. During therapy, we look at what is possible to change and slight changes to behavior and thoughts. We look at what you would like to achieve and work together to get you to that point or as close as possible. CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, is a type of therapy which is focused on thoughts, feelings and behaviors and how they interact with each other and what impact they have on one another. Sometimes certain behaviors or thoughts can have an impact on how we feel and vice versa. E.g., the thought, I cannot do this, what's the point? This may lead to feelings often motivated, tired, lethargic, and this may have a negative effect on our behavior, such as staying in bed, not going out, reducing attempting workload, avoidance, hiding from workload furthermore, adding to the negative thoughts, and the cycle continues. 1907, C.W. I wonder if this feels familiar to the situation we explored last session. 1908, L.H. This makes a lot of sense to me, Colin. I understand. 1908, C.W. How have you got on over the past week in regards to workload? 1909, L.H. It's reduced, not a huge amount, but using a digital planner seems to work. Although I'm now struggling with incorporating it into a habit, something that I proactively plan the day before work, and then using it during work, I've not tried to utilize it at home yet. 1910, C.W. I am curious what home life looks like, in regards to workload, chores, tasks, does it follow a similar pattern? 1911, L.H. Very similar pattern, mainly chores, hobbies like gardening and changing the fish tank water. The clean clothes pile is the worst task of my personal life. Also, I do a lot of cleaning at work, so I always want a break when I'm at home. Or oversleep, compensate on rest. 1912, C.W. This is really helpful. You gave a really clear idea of a goal last week, wanting to manage workload. I suppose if this was achieved, what would life look like? How would we know you had achieved this? 1914, L.H. That's a good, but hard question too. Thinking face. 1914, L.H. I guess I would be able to do things without feeling so overwhelmed and less tired. Things would just flow, instead of me finding everything a burden. 1915, C.W. When looking at everything that you have on your to-do list, home and work life, if we were to metaphorically step back and look at what you hope to achieve and the time you have in the week, is it realistic? I suppose what I am asking is it possible to achieve? 1916, L.H. I don't know, I would like to think it is. 1917, L.H. I waste a lot of time procrastinating or worrying, so I'm sure it is. 1918, C.W. Okay, this is really helpful to be aware of. I am curious, while you are procrastinating, are you able to fully relax? Or are you thinking about the work, tasks you should be doing? 1919, L.H. I'm thinking about the tasks and avoiding them still. Or I forget, avoid to check my to-do list, planner. I'm unsure which one really matches exactly. Some days I'm clearly avoiding, other days I genuinely forget because I'm preoccupied from the get-go. I do relax at home, but this is why the home tasks get neglected too. 1921, C.W. I understand. I suppose what I can hear is that even when avoiding occasionally, we are still thinking about the tasks that need doing. And when you realize you are behind, what sort of thoughts do you have about self, the work that needs doing? Can this become negative? 1922, L.H. When I'm thinking about the tasks I need to do, I worry and think that I'm not doing enough in my job. I get stressed, anxious and overwhelmed. 1923, L.H. Although as a note, in my supervision yesterday it was raised that I am overly critical of myself and that I am doing great in the circumstances that I become manager. My supervisor also acknowledged that they have been neglected due to their own workload, but has arranged for some more support to be put in place from other managers. 1925, L.H. That I have been neglected with support. 1926, C.W. Okay, wow, that is great feedback. I wonder how that felt hearing that. 1926, L.H. It was reassuring, although it didn't ease my mind much. 1926, L.H. I've been a looked after child in a neglected care system, so I think I put a lot of pressure on myself to do everything I can. I live by the motto, be the person you needed when you was younger, but I wonder if I take that saying too seriously. 1928, CW, I suppose from what you describe, you may have been trying to achieve something which was not possible due to lack of support, creating this feeling of falling short. Perhaps, I suppose, can you do any more than your best? 1928, LH, 100% I've been thrown a lot of tasks that I can't actually do. I've never been a manager and have no leadership skills. I require stability and am the stability for the team too. But yeah, I'm doing my best, but it's always in the back of my mind that my best is not enough. 1930, CW, yes, really well put. I think you hit the nail on the head here. You're in a new position, something you have never done before. It would be impossible if you were an expert in something you have never done before, smiley face. 1931, CW, I suppose, is it normal to have some nerves starting the new role and take time to develop into the role? I am just thinking about the work you are super of singer may be feeling slightly familiar. 1932, LH, maybe they do feel the same, maybe I'm just overthinking things, thinking face, but I've never felt this way before in other positions. Nerves is one things, but anxiety, overwhelmed and feelings that I'm not doing enough. And most importantly, after 3 months I'm normally settled. It's been 5 months of constant dread. 1936, CW, I can hear it sounds like it has been difficult and maybe the extra support will come in handy and be what is needed to help you feel settled into the role. I suppose what we can do is look at initially making your time as effective as possible. I would like to introduce is an idea called behavioral activation. This concept works on the theory that motivation works backwards. We would like motivation to appear when we wake up and then get lots of jobs, tasks done. However, from what you describe this highlight, this doesn't happen. Motivation works backwards. We need to do the task activity first and then we experience a feeling of achievement or pleasure from the task. But, thinking about what you said as well, we can have some really good ideas of what we would want to achieve some days and overplan, overfill and set expectations which just aren't possible with the way we are feeling, e.g. getting up, doing all the chores, speaking to friends and washing and sleeping at 10 p.m. The thought of this feels really unachievable and creates the feeling of failure, which further compounds the feeling of, there's no point starting. What we can start to do is set very realistic goals initially and create some success, which hopefully create a sense of achievement, kickstarting motivation. 1939, CW, I wonder if you would be up for completing a diary for the next 7 days, I can send you one. So, using this knowledge, we need to get a really good overview of the week and start to make subtle changes gently and with the view that these are realistic and possible. What are your thoughts? 1940, LH, I'm happy to start a diary. But I'm not sure I can remember to do it all the time, expressionless, I'll try my best. 1941, CW, I am going to send over a diary, and it is a PDF editable version and can be downloaded, I find it easier to complete on a computer. If you could return prior to next session, we will be able to review it together. It just highlights morning, afternoon and evening, but also asks you to record what activity and how you felt at the time, e.g. 0 to 10 achievement, pleasure and mood. It would be great if you could give a go and we could start to look at the pattern or any difficulties that may occur and how we could adapt and adjust. Like you mentioned, it will capture how time is being spent and how we can adapt this and question next week how useful some of the activity is, and adjust accordingly. 1942, LH. Thanks, Colin, sounds good to me. I'll upload it onto my tablet, which is where I do me notes, planner and todelist. 1943, CW. I suppose this will give us a really good idea of what is possible, and how time is being spent. Do you have any thoughts what we will see, e.g. procrastinating, lost time? 1944, LH, lost time, worrying and hopefully some good notes over the weekend as I'm seeing the family and some friends. 1945, CW, that sounds nice and needed. Once we have this diary, we can then start to structure and schedule what needs to be completed and then plan around this, creating structure. Is this something that you would find helpful? 1946, LH. I think it could open up some insight into how my brain works. I'm willing to try anything that may help. 1947, CW. I wonder, Lee, do you tend to give yourself a hard time? You mention being self-critical. 1948, LH. Yes, tears of joy, I'm always giving myself a hard time. I hated to. But I'm very hard on myself and always think I'm not doing a lot, but I think I know why. And didn't think CBT can solve that. 1950, CW, Smiley face, why may this be? I am interested to hear your thoughts. 1950, LH. Honestly, Colin, I lost so much of my childhood and school years due to a bad upbringing, mental health issues and self-harm. I was sectioned at aged 15, was not allowed to go back to school, so got no grades. Addicted on drugs aged 17, homeless aged 18, and spent the next 2 years in and out of work trying to fight being homeless again. And then I finally met my partner aged 20. 1952, LH, and things got better. I've lost over half my life due to mental health issues. I'm always trying to catch up. 1953, CW, I cannot imagine how that was for you. Yet you have carved out a managerial role at work and continue to support others. I wonder if this is real proof of how you are changing the direction of life and what you are capable of. 1955, LH, it's certainly a change of direction, but it's always in my mind that I'm behind. I can never catch up, and I could have already got past this stage. 1956, CW, I wonder if we are comparing self to somebody we can never be. 1957, LH, sounds probable, lol. 1957, CW, smiley face, we can think a bit more about this in future weeks and discuss thought patterns, smiley face. 1957, LH, thanks Colin, it's been very insightful and thought-provoking session. 1958, CW, glad it's been of use. I look forward to speaking next week, smiley face. I will send 3 more APPTS across now. 1958, LH, thank you. 1959, CW, bye for now. 1959, LH, bye, take care. 1959, IESO online therapy session 4. Appointment completed Wednesday the 17th of May 2023 with Colin Wheeler. Colin Wheeler started the appointment. CW, highly smiley face. 1900, LH, good evening Colin. 1900, CW, thanks for sending over the planner earlier, smiley face. How has your week been? 1900, LH, it's been okay, thanks Colin. Some stressful parts but also some really good parts. 1901, LH, yourself. 1902, CW, it has been good, thanks, enjoying the sunnier weather. I wonder if we think about the planner today and think about the stressful, good parts as we explore the diary. Explore the diary and identify what worked and what could be adapted. How does this sound? 1903, LH, glad you've had a good week. Sounds good to me. 1903, CW, so last week we started to explore weekly activity and you described feeling overwhelmed with jobs and tasks that needed completing. Other staff members suggested that you had been doing really well with the level of support that had been given and acknowledged that they had not supported you as much as they should have been. We set the task of completing a diary to get an overview of the week and what activity looked like and how it was being spent. I wanted to get your thoughts about the week and what you have recorded. Did anything surprise you? 1905, LH, I don't think I found anything of surprise. The bulk of my bad days lead into work and the tasks I'm doing. But I also make positive and good moves at work too. I often find myself dragging myself to work and doing odd jobs on my days off to survive the workload. 1907, LH, I also find I may be drinking more than I may think I have done and drank at the weekend. Midweek too. 1908, LH, but never excessively. 1909, CW, I am just curious if you are noticing it the next day, that feeling of sluggishness. 1909, LH, only in the weekend. I didn't this morning, although I drank yesterday. 1909, CW, work sounds and looks very busy, with it taking up the bulk of your week. This week in particular looked pretty jam-packed, are most weeks that busy? 1910, LH, yes, sadly I'm a balancing act as previously stated, and have to do both roles of support worker and house coordinator. It's getting worse as we are preparing for Ofsted. Hopefully post-registration things will calm down, Abbott. 1911, CW, I was about to ask, as you will be the expert in your role, and I wonder if this level of work sustainable. 1912, LH, we had a manager's meeting with upper management today, and it seems like we are all having the same problem. 1912, LH, I did ask if we would ever have a second staff so a less of a balancing act, but they explained the budget does not allow for this to happen. 1913, LH, my conclusion is that I'm honestly not sure it is. 1914, CW, I wonder how that felt knowing that others are having similar issues, and that it is a shared problem rather than a reflection on you. 1914, LH. A bit more reassuring for sure. But also it makes me worried. I want to fulfill my role and do my job. 1915, LH. And I've worked in a few 16 to 25 residential homes over the past 5 years. And this is the best one I've worked in. So it gives me little hope for the future, and makes me question if I'll ever feel satisfied with my work in this sector. 1916, CW. I wonder what your expectations are for the role on the sector. 1917, LH. To fulfill my duties of managing my staff and overseeing the work being done with the residents in my home. And the sector's goal is to integrate THR young person into an independent life. And to allow them to play a productive role within society. 1919, CW. I wonder if you are doing that to the best of your ability. Can you do any more than that? 1921, LH. That's true. I guess I can't do more than me best. 1921, CW. It sounds, Lee, that you have a real passion for this role, which is great, and I really want the best for your YP in the residential care. I wonder if you find yourself becoming self-critical and giving yourself a hard time, when you have done everything in your power to help. 1922, LH. I really am passionate about my work, and my role. And I do, try my utmost best to do everything I can, Colin. I certainly have a self-critical thinking and have always given myself a hard time at work. And in my personal life. 1924, LH. But it doesn't stop me having the issues of never-ending tasks and stress relating to that. The only thing I can do is demote myself or change sector, which I don't really want to do. And I still have days where I just get paralyzed from workload and avoid everything. 1926, CW. A couple of really key points here. I wonder if we are wanting to complete all the tasks and have everything complete at work. I suppose in the role and sector you're in, will there always be tasks to be completed? Is that the nature of the role? 1928, LH. Yeah, generally there is always stuff that needs to be done, new priorities or goals. Updates to risk assessments, support plans, targeted key working sessions. Weekly and monthly reports, absence forms, MISPA forms, health and safety checks. Supporting the YP open mouth smile, that's just some of the paperwork without the supporting aspects. 1930, CW. Perhaps we are wanting something which isn't achievable for there to be no outstanding tasks when there is such a high workload to complete and is constantly being generated. 1931, CW. Which I can really hear could be frustrating, trying to achieve the impossible. 1932, LH. So is the CBT therapist. How do I rewire my brain so that I'm less critical and more accepting of the fact that this is just the reality of my job? And that it's okay not to have everything done? 1933, LH. Because I'm always blaming myself and taking it out on myself that I'm not perfect. And can't complete my workload. 1934, CW. Great question, smiley face. So firstly, we need to acknowledge that we may be setting self up to fail by trying to achieve the impossible. And just step back and look at what is possible, what is a possible, what is within your power, e.g. work to the best of your ability, and continue to care for the YP. What more can you do than that? 1935, LH. I'm not 100% sure how to respond to that, but I guess it makes sense. 1938, CW. I suppose we are just starting to question what is possible, blaming self and giving self a hard time. In regards to your second question, I would like to introduce an idea called negative automatic thoughts, NATs. Negative thoughts are very persuasive, they just appear in your mind out of nowhere. They are not strictly true and do not match the real facts. They are unhelpful, they stop you fighting the anxiety. They are seductive, it is easy to fall into the trap of believing them. They seem overwhelming and very difficult to dismiss from your mind. Negative thoughts can appear at any time, they may be spontaneous or follow Amos Fortune. Our thoughts are incredibly powerful, as the way we think directly impacts how we feel and what we do as a result. As highlighted above, NATs can appear like facts and lead us to spiral and start to look for evidence that supports the NATs and at times disregard any positive or contrasting evidence. NATs can appear fixed, with very little room for flexibility. E.g. I should have done better, I am not good enough. I wonder if NATs sound familiar? 1940, LH. Yes, I guess it relates to my self-criticism and when I give myself a hard time. 1943, CW. And I wonder, when you give yourself a hard time, do you accept these thoughts and criticisms as facts and true? 1943, LH. I do. 1943, CW. And are our thoughts facts or opinions? 1944, LH. Honestly, more opinions, but the more I think about it, it becomes true. To me at least. 1944, CW. Okay, that is interesting and really well captured. I wonder, when we have these thoughts, do you start looking, mentally searching, for evidence that supports these thoughts, e.g. this happened before, this happened then? 1945, LH. I can do, but it's more the fact that it manifests my head so much, and I'll find anything to link and reinforce the thought. Until it's embedded in me. I am not doing enough, because I have 40 items in my to-do list, for example. 1948, CW. And I wonder, how often do you look for evidence that doesn't fit the thought, opposing evidence? Evidence eto suggest you are doing all you can. 1949, LH. Not often. And even when I do get good feedback, it doesn't always register. As well as being self-critical, I'm not the best person for taking on compliments. 1950, CW. Yes, so I wonder if we really take on board all the negative thoughts and accept them and believe them, and any opposing evidence we tend to ignore or filter out. 1951, LH. That sounds likely. 1951, CW. How might this affect how we view self? 1952, LH. I guess it gives me a distorted view on how well I'm doing. An unrealistic outline on my progress and performance. 1953, CW. Spot on, smiley face. Really nicely put. We start to create this distorted view of self, with only one side of the argument, as we have disregarded any positive or opposing information to that thought, creating a skewed view of what you're actually doing. You highlight what we call thinking traps, a cognitive distortion, which is a pattern of thinking which keeps the negative view of self going, even if not accurate. What I would like you to do is, over the next week, is to have a look at the sheet I am going to send over and just identify which thinking traps you can relate to, and we can discuss next week. How does this sound? 1956, LH. Thanks, Colin. Sounds like a good plan to me. 1956, LH. Did you see my message regarding my holiday and absence from therapy? 1957, CW. I did, thank you. Japan sounds exciting, a well-needed break. Looking forward to it. 1957, LH. First time abroad. Can't wait at all. I've always loved Asia. 1958, CW. Sounds great, you will have to tell me what it's like, smiley face. Let's catch up next week and go from there, smiley face. 1958, LH. Thanks, Colin, smile. 1958, CW. Bye for now. 1958, LH. See you next week. 1959, IESO Online Therapy Session 5. Appointment completed Monday the 29th of May 2023 with Colin Wheeler. Highly smiley face. 1400, LH. Good afternoon, Colin. Thanks for resuming sessions with me and not striking me off. I am once again very sorry for missing our last appointment. It's once again a big issue I have, where I can get times and bookings mixed up. Hope you're doing okay. 1400, CW. I am well, thank you. No worries at all. How has the last couple of weeks been? 1401, LH. Glad you're doing okay. Last week was a bit hectic. New staff that are really struggling, probably not suited well for the role, and having to correct, teach them about mistakes that they keep making them. And reinstating the reasons why Wedo things that way. I'm on day 2 of a triple shift. But it's been very peaceful so far. Just getting everything ready for my absence. 1403, CW. It sounds like you are working incredibly hard in prep for your holiday. Hope it stays peaceful for you. I thought we could pick up from last sessions and make a plan. Exploring negative thinking and thinking traps begin to challenge unhelpful, inaccurate thoughts. How does this sound? 1404, LH. Thanks, Colin. Me too. Sounds like the best way forward to me. I look forward to the session. 1405, CW. Great smiley face. So we really started to unpick thoughts and thought patterns last session and discussed NATS, negative automatic thoughts. You describe being self-critical, giving self a hard time, sometimes setting expectations which may not be possible, leading to feeling not good enough. I got the thinking traps that you sent across that felt familiar. I wonder if you experienced any negative thoughts over the past week. If so, what were they? 1407. LH. I had a situation at work yesterday where I did not really actually have much to do. Mainly as it was a Sunday. And I've managed to get my manager TO withdraw delegation as she knows that I'm going on holiday. And would be setting unrealistic deadlines, but I felt guilty, upset that I was not doing enough. And that I had too much free time. I also keep comparing myself to others. It really sticks with me that my past has stunted my professional growth. My partner notices this as I compare his success a lot with mine. We have a new resident coming to placement, was supposed to be last week but is now being delayed. Redacted by author, sensitive information. When doing the risk assessments, I've been told by upper management that I can get carried away, make an issue sound bigger than it is, or without proper evaluation. I'm unsure if it's me making mountains out of molehills or just lack of experience. 1413. CW. Okay, so this is really helpful that you have captured this. Let's start with comparing and despairing. As it sounds like you are comparing your success to partners. I wonder what happens when you do this. How does this feel? 1415. LH. I'm glad it's helpful. When I compare myself with others, it does not make me feel great. Booty guess it's me filtering out what I want to see. I process that this person has done better than me, and they are younger, but also that they have better upbringings. I do feel that it's more me reassuring myself I'm not good enough. Or that I'm not successful, could have done lots better with my life. 1418. CW. Perfectly put, and perhaps you're only looking for aspects that you perceive they're excelling in. It's a bit like cherry picking others' attributes and then comparing our flaws to them. We will always feel less than if we do this. You raise a really good point. Are we only look for what we don't have? Are there things that you have that partner doesn't, or skills that you have that others don't? 1420. LH. Yeah, it's certainly a cherry picking aspect, which makes me feel less than. It's never the reverse. I'm only picking out things that I have flaws in. 1422. CW. That interesting isn't that we are almost setting self up to fail. It's a bit like finding someone who is more advanced than you in one aspect and continuously comparing only that aspect to them, but ignoring all your other skills and attributes. Is anyone else making these comparisons, or is it just you comparing the certain aspects? 1424. LH. Yeah, I guess so. And we both have different skill sets, so it's interesting how my brain does not take that into consideration when I start comparing people. No one else is comparing me, at least not that I know of, but I do on occasions assume that I'm being compared. And I can get quite snappy at this idea. There has been a few occasions where I've assumed I've heard something, or even got the wrong end of the conversation, and my brain can jump into a defensive. It's almost like it's okay for me to compare myself, but I don't like being compared. Sounds odd. I hope it makes sense. 1427. CW. I wonder when you assume what others are thinking. Could we be trying to predict, mind read, others' thoughts? Is this possible? 1428. CW. Say. 1429. LH. It's a possibility, but it's not something that happens too often. But it does often feel like my brain is working against me and wants me to be negative. So certainly a possibility. 1430. CW. I suppose having this awareness that our thoughts are not necessarily facts is the first step. Maybe starting to question their accuracy before we accept them. If you were to compare yourself to anyone, would it be more effective, measurable, fair to compare yourself to Lee of 12 months ago rather than someone else in a different circumstances? 1432. LH. Yeah, that's true. As they say, acknowledgement is the first step to recovery. I will try my best to question them for sure. I like this idea of comparing myself in the last 12 months. Although it just came to my attention that I could maybe relate too. As you know, I do a lot of life story work, and over this year I've been doing a lot of work on my chronology. The only issue is I think I could have taken the wrong approach, which is maybe why I'm feeling so bad this year. As part of the public speeches I do, I focus on my past 18 and under. Which is the horrid part of my life where I fight with neglect, trauma, drug addictions, mental health admissions, self-harmage. Maybe where I've had my head so far in the bad stuff, it's consumed my thought pattern. 1436. LH. I know I've always struggled with a negative mind. But since January it's been really bad. But this is around the time I also started releasing my chronology. 1437, LH. Maybe I need to work on focusing on some of the positives that have happened to me. 1438, CW. Lee, this is very insightful and a very valid point you make. Revisiting the past can be upsetting, and also reminders of past experiences can provoke certain emotions. I suppose it highlights just how much you have achieved since childhood, and I like the idea of taking time to acknowledge what you have achieved, what you have accomplished. Perhaps the chronology has focused on experiences that had happened to you and not what you have gained from them and where you are now, managing a team, supporting others, many accolades which we may not be recognizing. 1440, LH. Yeah, it certainly could be provoking it for sure. At the moment my chronology doesn't highlight many of the good things. The truth is there is years worth of data I could release just from my past issues. But I guess I could try and work on the positives and share them or even document them in private until I'm ready to work on that side of the stories. It certainly does not focuses on what I've gained from it, it's just telling the one side of the story right now. Once again though, it does help in some ways, but maybe it's affecting my overall health in other ways. For example, a more active negative thought process. 1444, LH. But the chronology really is an important part of my life and the story I tell. As well as the work I do outside of my day job, so it's not something I can drop easily either. As it's part of my bigger and wider goal in life. 1445, CW. Of course, and we shouldn't ignore past experiences, I just wonder if we are filtering out achievements and maybe these negative experiences have made you the success you are today. 1446, LH. 100% it has filtered out achievements. I think in the whole 90 timeline updates I've made only 5 are positive, and then a further 60 blog posts with again around 5 positive blog posts. 1448, LH. The website is formed around the past Lee, and not really the present Lee. So maybe my brain is relating more to the past Lee, and reflecting of that. 1449, CW. If we imagine our focus as a spotlight, a torch, and we only shine our focus on the negative, our achievements are always kept in the dark. I wonder if we need to occasionally shine the torch on your accomplishments and where you are today. Otherwise we develop an inaccurate picture of Lee. 1451, LH. That 100% makes sense, I'm just unsure how to approach it. 1452, CW. Perhaps over the next few weeks if you catch a negative thought about self, e.g. I am, bring it to next session and we can start to question together and build up a new accurate thought with all THE info. How does this sound? 1453, LH. Sounds good to me, Colin. 1453, LH. Although I'm hoping I only have positive vibes in Japalol, I'll do my best to capture anything. 1454, CW. Sounds good. Of course, maybe bring a negative thought from the past, smiley face. Enjoy the Japan trip. Has today been helpful, Lee? 1455, LH. It has been very helpful and allowed me to realize that my negative thoughts could be down to the way I portray my life. And that maybe if I focus more on my achievements that the negative thoughts could reduce. 1456, LH. My next free day is the 19th of June or the 21st of June. 1457, CW. Yes, perhaps we need to weigh up both sides a bit more. Bring in all the evidence, not just certain aspects. We will look at this more next time, the 21st of June 7 p.m. 1457, LH. Sounds good to me. Sorry it's such a big gap. 1457, LH. I booked this holiday on New Year's Day before I even started the therapy, lol. 1458, CW. No worries. Enjoy yourself. Look forward to hearing how it goes. That's all sent over, please accept and we can catch up then. Have fun, bye for now. 1458, LH. Take care, Colin. Thanks once again for a great session. 1459, CW. Colon closing parenthesis. 1459, IESO online therapy session 6. Appointment completed Wednesday the 21st of June 2023 with Colin Wheeler. Hi Lee, smiley face. 1901, LH. Hi Colin. 1901, CW. How was the holiday? How did you get on? 1901, LH. The holiday was amazing. I really learned a lot about Japanese culture and was amazed at the level of respect and discipline the country has. Apart from my feet getting completely blistered from walking lots in humid weather, I really had an amazing time. Hope you're okay. 1902, CW, I am really pleased that it was a success. Sounds like you got your steps in walking around Japan. I am good, thank you. Thanks for your messages pre-APPT. That was really helpful. I was thinking, when was the last break you had before this? 1903, LH. Haha, certainly. Open mouth smile, glad you're doing okay too. 1904, LH. Well, I take my holidays, but I normally see the family, and that can be stressful enough on its own. I can't recall the last time I had 2 weeks completely to myself. 1905, LH. I took lots of photos for memories and to check back on as an achievement too, smiley face. 1906, CW. Yes, and that is really insightful, and perhaps something we can think about today. Working without relaxation. What are the costs, benefits, what happened to negative thinking while away, how was it affected? How does this sound? 1906, LH. Sounds good to me, Colin, smiley face. 1907, CW. Perfect. So before you went away, you described a really busy Monday to Friday working with some complex residents and emotionally tiring at times. You also described always being behind and never on top of tasks. I am curious, now that you have had some time away, I wonder if you can see work in a different light. Has it put what is possible, needed in perspective? 1908, CW. Busy. 1909, LH. I'm not 100% sure what you mean in the second paragraph, sorry. 1910, CW. That is okay. I wonder how it feels coming back to work after a break. Does it still feel as tense? 1910, LH. Certainly not as overwhelmed right now, despite some tense situations in the home. I feel like I can tackle it with a clearer mind and with a more positive outlook. As explained in the email, I certainly have caught up very quickly. Things are not perfect, but I guess I've realized that they may never be. 1912, CW. Smiley face, Lee. Things are not perfect, but I guess I've realized that they may never be. What a great sentence. I suppose, how might it feel trying to reach perfection and never getting there? 1912, LH. Not great. Overwhelming for sure. All the experiences I listed prior to the last sessions and holiday. 1914, CW. Yes, and perhaps we are setting self-up to fail, which, like you say, will impact how we feel about work. Not great. I suppose perfection is impossible, and especially in your line of work, supporting others do the best they can. I wonder, when you went on holiday, how did it feel to be away from work? 1916, LH. That's some very good points. 1916, LH. It was lovely not to worry as much and feel as if I was failing. I did reflect a lot on what I've done in the prior years and how far I've come. Honestly, 7 years ago, I was close to be homeless for a second time. And now I have a mortgage, going abroad and spending those savings, haha. As well as being in a stable and safe environment, and progressing in my career. That helped most, I think, knowing I've done more than I acknowledge. 1918, CW. Absolutely, and it is great to hear you picking out those accomplishments, which are really significant. You mentioned comparing self to others last session, and you mentioned how much further you would be if you had a different upbringing. It got me thinking, how do we know that? Maybe the upbringing, although challenging, has been part of you becoming the person you are today. 1920, LH. Yeah, I've reflected on that saying a few times, but I still have a curiosity of what the other path could have looked like. Thinking face. One thing for sure, it's allowing me to help people in more ways than I can ever imagine. 1922, CW. Absolutely, and I suppose there is no harm in wondering, perhaps always coming back to those achievements, as like you say, you have achieved and continue to do so. I wonder, by having this break from work, has this prompted any thoughts about regular breaks, more frequent, or ways to break up the work? 1923, LH. I certainly want more holidays where I'm away from work, smiley face. Grin. 1926, LH. Sorry, I'm on an on-call phone call, so trying to multitask. 1927, CW. It's okay, do you want a couple of minutes? 1927, LH. It's not too bad, haha. 1929, CW. We started exploring negative thoughts last time and begun challenging how true or factual they were. I wonder, by reminding and acknowledging accomplishments, was this helpful in building a clearer and truer picture of why or ability in life? 1931, LH. It was helpful for sure for me, Tongo, on holiday to refresh my mind and to think about the achievements. 1936, LH. I have listed some good achievements for my blog so I can reflect on this and have some public reflections. 1938, LH. Sorry, I'm back 100% now. 1939, CW. What a great idea and perhaps way of cementing these achievements in your chronology so they cannot be lost and there to remember and look back on. Lee, I wonder if you experienced any negative thinking while away at all. 1940, LH. Exactly. 1941, LH. There was some negative thinking but not to do with work. If I'm honest, my partner and I had a slight issue. Maybe more misunderstanding and failure to meet each other's needs. And there was some issues with some of my partner's friends who were traveling G with us. But no holiday is perfect, and after the first week me and my partner went solo and managed to make things even better. 1942, LH. I still feel as if it was a worthwhile adventure and refreshing for me. 1943, CW. It sounds like you were able to problem solve them together. Looking forwards to the next week or two, will you approach work any differently now that you have returned? 1943, LH. I hope that in the next week or two I can keep the positive thinking up and keep problem solving my struggles. I'm not sure what I would do if I find things get overwhelming again. I only have a limited amount of annual leave, sadly, open mouth smile, although I feel great now and clearly should have taken a holiday sooner. Cold sweat smile. How do I solve my issues if I can't take holiday? 1946, CW. Great question, as you cannot go to Japan every fortnight, unfortunately, sad face. I suppose the holiday highlights that perhaps time, although limited, needs to be carved out for you, self-care, whether that be with partner or on your own. From what you describe, possibly some sacrifices of other activity may need to be made so that this time is possible. 1948, LH. If only I could open mouth smile. I agree at dose show that self-care is certainly important for me and my mental well-being. 1949, LH. The only things I use my annual leave for is seeing family, and that's it normally. With the exception of this year, maybe I can plan my rota to allow me to see family on my days off. The only issue is weed and life too close by. 1950, CW. Yes, and perhaps there may need to be some planning and rejigging. Maybe even some shift in expectations of what is possible. 1951, CW. It sounds like all free time is spoken for. Perhaps there, self-care and downtime needs to be scheduled too. And put as a priority as high as others. 1952, LH. That makes a lot of sense. Thanks, Colin. 1953, CW. Lee, I am going to send two more APPTS across, and perhaps we can start to think how we continue this good habit of self-care and how we can make sure we find time, activity, ways of keeping it included. As without it, it sounds like everything becomes harder. How does this sound? 1954, LH. Sounds perfect to me. Thanks so much for the help. Next Wednesday, same time works well for me. 1955, CW. Perfect, all sense speak then. Bye for now. 1955, LH. Have a great week. Take care. 1955, IESO online therapy session 7. Appointment completed Wednesday, the 28th of June 2023 with Colin Wheeler. Highly smiley face. 1900, LH. Hi Colin, hope you're okay. 1901, CW. How are you? How are you settling back into work? 1901, LH. Not bad, thanks Colin. Starting to feel a little ran down again. But not too intensely. 1902, CW. Him, maybe we could have a think about this today and try nip this in the bud before it becomes too overwhelming. Revisiting self-care. Carving out time for self, the costs of trying to do too much, outweighing the benefits. How does this sound? 1903, CW. The bud. 1904, LH. I think this would be handy. 1904, CW. So I am curious, last week it seemed that the holiday and time away revealed some really helpful information, that you hadn't had time for self or time to decompress from all these things, tasks that needed to be done. We started to think about carving out some time just for you and to unwind and relax. I wonder what has happened since you got back. 1905, LH. Interesting question. But I see how it's relevant, the redacted by author, sensitive information. I had only just carved out the perfect rota between my team and allowed myself for a good amount of days off and weekends away from work and with my partner. I finally had a solid team of staff all working full time. 1908, LH. So I had to deal with a lot of HR, complaints, policies and procedures, onboard a new member of staff, and rework the rotors, which backtracked my workflow and started adding UP tasks again. And I guess it really hit on me and my motivation. 1909, CW. I can hear that. Firstly, great work on actioning the new rotor and carving out the weekends and time for self. Even though it was short-lived, it shows that you can make change and change is possible. I can hear that must have been incredibly frustrating, but on the positive side, you coped. You managed and adapted when needed to, I suppose highlighting some really positive traits of being a manager. 1911, CW. Will you still be able to have some time for self or and regain some free time for self, since this setback? 1912, LH. Thanks, Colin. It was hard work, and I loved the idea that it was possible when I have a full team of full-time workers. And I certainly managed to handle it. Although as you can tell it has affected me and I'm still trying to recover. I manage the rotor, but I find bank workers are hard to get in on the weekend. And the company I work for is less than keen to hire an agency as they cost a fortune and a last resort, so it's really hit and miss. I can't fully rest unless I have a weekend off, as my partner works Monday to Friday at his desk job. 1916, LH, are hard to get in. 1917, CW, yes it is unfortunate that it happened in the way it did. I suppose this situation was completely out of your control. There was nothing you could have done to predict this would happen. In some ways you did all that you could. If we were to look for the positives in this situation, although frustrating, did you learn anything from the process, and dealing with the complaint, redacted by author, sensitive information, that you wouldn't have known, if it didn't happen? 1918, LH. Redacted by author, sensitive information. I wouldn't say I've learned anything, as in new skills, procedures, but I learned more about my abilities to handle certain situations. And that I can handle some of the stresses of being a manager. 1924, CW. Yes, exactly. You put that really well, maybe not any new skills, but possibly confidence and experience putting skills into practice. So if there was a next time you feel prepared, I'd have that past experience of knowing what to do. I suppose the reason I ask this, is that if we only focus on what we have lost, it can be demotivating and really take its toll. Although in every situation, good and bad, there is always something we can take away from it. It just depends where we look and which direction we look at the situations from. It is encouraging that you have been thinking about how you can make time for self and partner. I am curious if this was discussed with him about how you could spend more quality downtime together. Since discovering this is what was needed after the holiday. 1927, LH. Exactly, you can train all your life and the Irisse about the way a situation would go. But until you do it, you won't really know how you will handle the situation or put that knowledge into play. That makes a lot of sense. And I will try and look at both sides in the future and compare the good and bad of everything, instead of focusing entirely on the bad side. Yes, me and my partner Josh have discussed a lot over the holiday period and since coming home about how we can make more time for ourselves. Sadly, I still lack. It's frustrating that the business needs always overrule my own needs. 1932, CW. I wonder if you have any more annual leave planned or if in future spacing annual leave out little and often so it doesn't feel such a slog of working all the time, or are you saving annual leave up for something else? 1934, LH. I still have some annual leave. Not much, about 12 days. I wish I could afford to go abroad more often, but my budget is limited in this job, haha. Family I would like to see again this year, but we have agreed to either go there for the weekend or get a hotel. My family is hectic, never calm, always something going on and never really as refreshing as what I experienced in Japan. Although I still enjoy seeing them. 1937, CW. Yes, and that was really telling in your description. Although a trip to family is a holiday, it didn't sound as refreshing or rejuvenating as you probably would like. I wonder if making sure some of that time off is used for you and partner, planned and scheduled for that type of relaxing time, not necessarily away or abroad. It could be just planning a couple of days together or time out from the normal routine. As without regular breaks in life, pit stops, it can become overwhelming and we all need time out from time to time. Otherwise we can be at risk of burnout and enjoyment from the job may be lost somewhat. I suppose the point I am trying to make is the time off work is just as important as the time in work, as you need to be rested to be able to perform and enjoy your role. Hope that makes sense. 1940, LH, not at all. That makes sense that we should take more holiday just together. I hate just having time at home though doing nothing. I get frustrated when doing nothing, haha. Sounds mad, but I would rather work and save the AL days for something productive. Even in Japan I never stopped, lol. But I understand I am number one and that I need to be rested and relaxed to perform my job at my highest abilities. The last thing I want is to become so overwhelmed that my mind gets overly negative. The Lee you first met. Quote, 1945, CW. That is a really good way to phrase it, and you're right. If we are overwhelmed with stress, life starts to look bleak and we can be tempted to see life through that negative lens. Just knowing that you have this awareness when things do start to become a bit overwhelming, this could be a sign that you need a break, some time out, to recuperate. You do an emotionally charged role, it can be exhausting physically and emotionally. You're human after all, smiley face. What I would like you to do over the next week, continue your success in challenging those negative thoughts, looking at what can be gained from situations, not just what has been lost, and questioning, but also when completing the questionnaires next session rather than reflecting on the last 2 weeks. I would like you to think of how you felt when you registered for support and compare to now to highlight progress, and we can use this to contrast and compare the change from start to finish, comparing old LI to present Lee. Does that make sense? 1949, CW. Also, please confirm the APPT after today's session. 1953, LH. That makes sense. Thank you for putting it into perspective. Would like you to think of how you felt when you registered for support and compare to now to highlight progress, and we can use this to contrast and compare the change from start to finish, comparing old Lee to present Lee. Does that make sense? So am I filling it in as if I was first entering into IESO or now? Or the differences? It's a bit confusing, hash. 1956, CW. Sorry. Fill it as you feel, now. But think back to when you first started, as this may prompt you to think, oh, that has changed, rather than just looking at last 2 weeks. The purpose is to highlight how much your symptom shave improved. 1957, LH. I get you, makes more sense. Thanks, Colin. I will do. 1957, CW. Perfect smiley face. Hope you get some time to relax over the next few days or at least an evening. Speak soon. Bye for now. 1958, LH. Take care, bye. 1958, IESO Online Therapy Session 8. Appointment completed Wednesday the 5th of July 2023 with Colin Wheeler. Highly smiley face. 1901, LH. Good evening, Colin. 1901, CW. How has your week been going? What have you been up to? Have things settled since last week? 1901, LH. It's been really hectic. Redacted, sensitive information. LH. Apart from dealing with the aftermath of that on Monday morning, it's been really well, thanks, smiley face. 1904, CW. It sounds eventful, although like you say, pleased you did not have to deal with the incident. Again, a good learning opportunity for all involved. Even if quite stressful, taking the positives. How was your weekend? Did you get some time for self? I was pleased to see you had added to your chronology. How did that feel? 1905, LH. Certainly was a lot to learn from. Colon closing parenthesis. I was working Saturday, of Sunday and Monday, although I did spend half of Monday doing admin for that incident. I was quite relaxed. Me and my partner went out for a meal dot and we spent some time organizing our lives and cleaning the house. I recently found out my partner also has ADHD plus autism. Old diabolizes that had only just recently resurfaced, so we both struggle a lot with similar issues, so we are trying to work together on it. The chronology update was helpful. The feedback I got was even better. It was a nice buffer from bad to good. I also did another conference remotely through Teams for the NHS, which received a lot of positive feedback. 1909, CW. That is a really helpful and combined way for you and partner to approach difficulties and challenges as a team, and working together must feel less daunting for both. I am curious what sort of feedback you got and how this felt. Has TIS prompted any further updates? What to focus attention on? 1911, LH. Working as a team really does help us not only to strengthen our relationship but to build ourselves up into better people. The blog post received feedback mainly in the forms of support. I've been told it helps to remind them that this story I'm telling is not live and accurate to date. And reminds them that there is a positive story. I used to get comments and emails from people wishing me the best of luck, and trying to offer support and encouragement for me. They still thought I was going through the situations I write about. NHS, as always, find my life story through the care system and mental health team presentation, uses my experiences, and I tell them what worked for me. The feedback for them is that it allows them to look into my story and reflect upon their own work practice. I talk about two main points as being something that they should utilize in their mental health teams. 1. Diversifying therapy. NHS plus CAMHS still heavily rely on face-to-face therapy, and this does not work for everyone. It certainly does not work for me. 2. Never give up hope. Their hope could be the only hope they have left. And no matter how difficult it is, keep trying. 1918, CW. Some really good points here. The two main points really stand out as something only someone who has been through those experiences would know. It sounds a valuable story that continues to need to be told, and hopefully with some continued success attached to show there is hope and there is change possible. Lee, today is our final session, which is bittersweet, as great to see your progress, but also have been a pleasure to work with. This gives us an opportunity to pick the headlines, the takeaway points from therapy that you will be able to revisit in future if needed. What have you noticed changed over the past 12 weeks that has been helpful? 1922, LH. Thanks, Colin. A lot of people are speaking out now, which is good for change. It takes more than one person to change a service. Smiley face. I'm just a small part of it. What I've noticed and reflected over. Copy and pasted, as I have been thinking about it for a while now. I'm more interested in doing things I enjoy and don't feel as emotionally and physically drained. Despite workloads not changing an awful lot, I'm sleeping better but still not great. My energy levels have improved slightly. I'm certainly less self-critical. We spoke about it possibly being linked to overworking. And my concentration has improved, although I'm still very much distracted. Edo find it slightly easier to pull myself back into the moment with prompts from my to-do list. Nearby I'm less anxious and on edge, unless I'm dealing with a critical moment at work. But I don't worry as much, and feel more confident in the work I do. I still have some struggles to relax, but I'm working on self-care. As I'm less overwhelmed, I'm less likely to be annoyed and irritable. I don't have irrational thoughts, or get annoyed at people so easily. I still struggle daily at work, but it is not affecting my work quality as much. My one and only concern about the future is how to recognize plus apply self-care in the future to avoid burnout and a repeat of the struggles I've previously suffered with. 1923, LH. Sorry, the formatting went a bit weird, haha. 1925, CW. Okay, really nicely captured and great headlines from the past few weeks. To come on to your last point, how to recognize before it's too late and wean to a negative spiral, I put this back to you. What could you do to prevent slipping into old habistan, trying to do too much and spreading self too thinly? 1926, LH. Find ways to relax and rejuvenate. Take holidays at least once a year, which takes me completely away from any stress. Find more time for myself. Ask for help, plan, and create more time, where possible, to do things that can take me out of everyday and stressful environments to heal. 1930, CW. This is a great way to put a list of things, activity to maintain self-care. Perhaps the most important element you highlight is planning, self-care and time away from stresses. As unfortunately there will always be pressure from life, work to do more. I suppose it's having that time for you and time away from the stresses makes doing work, helping others more possible. That saying, we cannot pour from an empty cup, and that really rings true when we are feeling burnt out and unable to give any support or care if we aren't caring for self. So perhaps prioritizing self and own needs in advance. 1933, LH. That's a good point. It's better to take the rest before the rest is needed. Smiley face. 1934, CW. Yes, that could be a really good mantra. I wonder what would you notice if you started slipping back into old habits? Would there be any warning signs? 1935, LH. I guess it would just be the pressure, and starting to feel that everything is getting too much. If I stop doing things I love, find simple day-to-day tasks and hobbies no longer simple, fun. 1937, CW. Yes, good valid points. At change, in what you enjoy or if there is a lack of enjoyment in life or day-to-day activity. I also wonder if you may notice being more self-critical and being harsh about self. 1939, LH. I would certainly think that I would become more self-critical and harsh, but at that point it's probably too late. It took a lot to get me that far into a rut. Rut is not the word I was looking for. State probably works better. 1940, CW. So it really is key to catch lack of time out, self-care, before we reach that point. If unfortunately, and hopefully you won't, get into that state, but just in case, what would you do? How could you get back on track? 1941, LH. Japan seems to be the magic cure XD, but more realistically, just taking some time back away from work and finding things to do that make me happy and more relaxed. Allowing me to be more alert and reasonable and tolerant to stress on my return to work. 1943, CW. Yes, if only a spontaneous 2-week holiday was possible when stressed, maybe something to suggest to the NHS smiley face. Yes, and discussing it with manager or highlighting your need for a few days off, rotating it into the upcoming month or so. You can always come back to yeso if needed, and I will send details in how to do so. If you do find yourself in that position, I hope you don't in the best possible way. Lee, this brings us to the end of therapy. Do you have any queries or questions about ending? 1946, LH. Ha, I would love them to provide us mandatory 2-week holidays. That's a good point, and I will do my best to make sure I get that time back. I understand what you mean, I say similar to my residents. I can't wait for you to leave, because it means you're independent. And able to live a more free life. There is nothing else left to say really. Apart from sharing my thanks for talking with me over the past couple of months. You've really helped me to realize a lot about the way my mind works and ways to deal with stress at work. I really enjoyed the fact you always kept me in the driving seat. I almost felt like I was the therapist, haha. 1949, LH. I wish you the best in your future, Colin smiley face. 1950, CW. I just wanted to say it has been an absolute pleasure working with you and seeing your progress week in week out and through some really tough circumstances at times. You should be incredibly proud of yourself and really well done. You are your own therapist now, smiley face. 1950, CW. I wish you all the very best and I am sure you will be a huge success. Keep doing what you're doing and most importantly look after yourself. Goodbye Lee smiley face. 1951, LH. Goodbye Colin. Thank you once again smiley face. 1951, CW, colon closing parenthesis. Wednesday the 12th of July 2023 you were discharged from treatment. Conclusion of the therapy. I entered therapy feeling overwhelmed with work and unable to make out any positives. My mind clearly was reinforcing negative thoughts, which is something I had to fight as a child during those mental health issues. What I didn't realize was that this was all linked into the fact that I was burned out, and that I needed some time away from work and even family to fully rest and recover. It was a shock that visiting Japan was the cure to the struggles I was having. As on my return I was more refreshed and able to take on the challenges of my role. IESO Online Therapy CBT Review. I want to say a massive thanks to my therapist Colin Wheeler for his support. I really loved the experience I had with IESO and the fact it was text-based made it very easy. As I've previously mentioned, not all therapies work for everyone and for me especially I can't deal with normal face-to-face appointments. Despite me no showing twice with hardly any notice or none at all. Colin still pushed for my TretumNet to continue and I can only thank you for this. Colin explored multiple theories with me and we were able to work down to the main cause of all theses issues, which was lack of self-care and burnout. Colin always kept me in charge and often used my own words to push theories. He really did make me feel like I was the person leading the session and he was just guiding me in the right directions. I've left IESO with a new set of tools and understanding of the issues I face during burnout. I've been taught to challenge negative thoughts and to seek positive thoughts, how to identify and plan time for self-care. And much more. I certainly recommend IESO to anyone in need of support. IESO is free on the NHS but is limited in locations. My only suggestion is that notifications messages of appointments should be on the day and 48 hours before. There has been a few times I missed the appointments due to getting busy just with life and remembering 15 minutes after the session started that I was missing it and by then it's too late. I had to start setting my own alarms to fix this. The constant questionnaires were tedious but also helpful for myself and therapist to check back on progression. subscribe to our newsletter, join our mailing list to receive the latest news and updates from our team. Subscribe. You have successfully subscribed.